When's the last time you got checked for it? Men are supposed to get screened after the age of 45 every 2 years.
I've had blood work done within that period. I'm pretty good. Blood work's all good on me. Or it was last time.
Wonderful.
When I was like 12.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do it next year or next time. I thought you were going to bring one in. I thought we could do it. I thought I'd get my close level.
I could have. You should have given me a heads up.
I didn't. Because I was also wondering how much it hurts.
You know, but mind you, that would just be a random number. It wouldn't be one that could actually diagnose anything.
Oh, because
unless it was super high, then I'd be like, okay, you need to go get it checked out.
Yeah.
Because a 2 hour will be high.
I know that. It's pretty good because I started eating low carb. And if I don't eat low carb, if I eat carbs,
mm-hmm.
I get not all the time, but I'll get that sugar drop that you get in the afternoon when your blood sugars go crazy,
mm-hmm.
and I could feel it, and you feel weak, and I feel mm-hmm. you know your whole body just kind of starts to go through that little spasm and shutdown. I never get that.
Okay.
Unless I eat a bunch of carbs for breakfast and a bunch of carbs for lunch, and then mm-hmm. the afternoon. So I think that's healthy if I'm not getting that right.
Very.
Because a lot of people get that right.
Yeah.
That's a good sign. Okay.
Yes, boss.
Don't be so casual with me, lady.
Okay.
It just.
How's that? Was it okay for the last segment then?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
That's where we just readjusted it.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to go again.
Mm-hmm.
3, 2. Welcome back to Dotto Tech. Now, one of the real good things about technology is how it makes our life healthier and better over mm-hmm. the long term. Joining me in studio now from London Drugs is Pindi Janda, who is a certified diabetes educator, amongst other things.
Yes.
You do all things pharmacy at London Drugs.
I try to.
I try
to do my best, yes.
And has technology impacted anybody's life more than it's impacted diabetics' lives?
I would say no.
Because it's gone from—
Direct impact as well.
Because if you think back, maybe even 5, 10 years ago, it was there— In order for them to understand their body chemistry, the health of their blood, mm-hmm. it was almost, they had to go through all these
It was
hoops.
Very labor intensive.
And time intensive and probably more painful than it is now too, I imagine.
Absolutely. It's so much more easier for them to have a better idea as to how they're doing on a daily, even instantaneous basis.
So the well-equipped, highly technical diabetic of today, what are they carrying around in their pocket?
A lot of them they're usually all patients with diabetes, especially patients who have type 1 diabetes, insulin mm-hmm. dependent, will usually always have a meter with them.
Okay.
But what I am seeing is a trend towards the ones that are offering a bit more technology in terms of software integration.
Okay.
With those results. Not so much about just keeping the results in the memory, but what are they doing with those results?
And that's part and parcel of the internet and the web generation is we are taking more responsibility for all things health related and the data that we can get, whether it's something that we research online or data about ourselves that we follow with a chart of our own. We're taking on the responsibility that we used to offload to somebody else.
Absolutely. And I think people want to be more involved and I think patients are starting to feel that they have more control over their condition because they have more knowledge about their condition. Specifically.
So the technology, when you say the kind of the bells and whistles, what is the deluxe?
Well, the deluxe one would be there is a particular meter where it actually just it looks like a USB and it just plugs into your computer and the software pops up.
And
it takes your blood glucose readings and it will map them and find trends. It'll find trends of how many times you were low, how many times you're high. It takes a day and breaks it down for you. It can take a week. It can take a month.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. And so that's information that you can use, but also that you can then forward on to your physician or.
Absolutely. Forward it on to your physician, forward it on to your diabetes educator, and to see, you know, what things can be done to get the patient maybe more in target more of the time.
That's a good personal responsibility. But mm-hmm. I think that once the technology is put on a computer, it can be stored somewhere that we can also extend this a little bit and into the sandwich generation.
Yes, you know, absolutely.
Our parents now increasingly need help.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, our health system is providing less help. More of it should be offloaded onto us, their children. But we need access to the information we need. Is there a story there?
There is a story there. What a perfect example is the sandwich generation. So people, patients right now or customers right now who are in their 30s, 40s, and 50s. So we have parents who are 60, 70, 80,
yeah.
who maybe are dealing with diabetes. But
and
they
we're
have,
not.
And we're not, yeah. but we're helping them.
Yes.
So, but, you know, it's great that they're taking their blood glucose. That's a huge step. But you know what? Let us help them make use of the results. So what we're able to do is just take their meter. They don't necessarily have to worry about having the software at home or anything. Even the child doesn't. You just come into to any London Drugs and we will download that software for you.
Okay.
And so, we can give them the report.
And how long a period does it gather the data? Like how often should they be downloading the information and looking at it?
It's whatever their preference is. And when the information is downloaded, you actually have the choice. Do you want the last 3 months? Do you want the last 6? Do you want the last year? And the report is just generated to reflect that date period.
Excellent. So mm-hmm. all of the information, you got information about this available online or drop by at any of London Drugs to talk to the pharmacist.
Exactly.
To look for a diabetes care specialist.
Yes.
And you can have a very cool piece of technology.
Yes, you can.
An online record. Look at how good dad's blood sugars are looking.
Well, it is. You know, and I, you know, it's the fact that you said dad, because men in general find it a bit, it's a lot to take when you find out you have diabetes. I mean, if you're 65 years old and you have diabetes, you're like, are you kidding me? I've had patients say that. And then they have their daughter who's in her 30s come in and say, you know what, can you just get me a report for my dad? I'm just happy he's been doing some blood glucose readings. Mm-hmm. And they're just so thankful. And it reinforces all that positive behavior. So
I think this is just the tip of the iceberg on how technology is going to help us deal with an aging population
and
helping the younger generations dealing with their parents. We need to communicate. Often they don't live with us, so finding some ways of using the internet, of using email, of using different technology to mm-hmm. communicate back and forth. It's a good story that we will continue to watch. Pindi, thanks
yes.
so much for your time.
You're welcome.
We're going to take a quick break and return with more of Dottotech in just a few moments.